This is Chris Boutet's Love Songs. Love Songs for the Pandemica. I'm Chris Boutet. Join me, won't you, as we bring you the soundtrack to your sheltering in place, the soundtrack to your enduring of the COVID. We can all get through this together, especially when Chris Boutet leads the way. The Chris Boutet Show, the soundtrack to the Pandemica as you shelter in place. Hi, everybody. I'm Chris Boutet, and we're going to be taking your requests. We'll be taking your love dedications. We'll be listening to what you have to say to me about how you want your life to sound while we shelter in place, we lock down, and make sure that we and our loved ones are secure. Let's listen now to Elvin Cowan and The Sound of My Mind. Chris Boutet's Soundtrack to a Lockdown.
Are we clear? Are we clear?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say something to you guys. You're all, two of you guys are wearing masks. The other three, why are you not wearing masks?
Well, I mean, Chris, you're not wearing one.
I don't have to be wearing a mask. Do you understand? I'm Chris Boutet. You guys are my, no, you're on my staff, okay? But you're expendable. Do you understand? If I get sick, the ball game's over.
Well, I don't want to get sick.
I'm not saying you should get sick, but I'm saying if I get sick, if Chris Boutet gets sick, the ball game is over. Do you understand? The ball game is over. Now, I've told you guys this a million times. I can't get the COVID.
I understand, Chris. Coming out in 3, 2, 1.
The sound of my mind there can be the sound of your mind as well here on Chris Boutet's Soundtrack to the COVID. We're going to be spending the evening together. Let's take a look at one of your love song dedications. Dear Chris, my husband Frankie has recently gone on a long tour of Europe and parts of Asia in his job as a salesman for Richter Corporation. I'm alone, so very alone. Lonely and frightened, Chris, and I'm wondering if there's something you might be able to lay on me. Something to lay on me and make me feel like I'm being taken care of here during the COVID. Let's listen to Sonny Brown's Sextet and Slovenly.
All right, so,
clear.
Get me clear before you go clear. I want to make sure I'm clear.
You were clear.
So when we talk about wearing masks, what do we mean?
Well, I'm
not done yet, okay? You gotta wait for me to finish talking. When we talk about wearing masks, we're talking about you guys wear masks, I don't. Why? I'm the face of the Chris Boutet Show. Because I am Chris Boutet. What's that?
I was just wondering what the song was.
None of your business with the song. I pick out the playlist, okay? You guys don't need to know what songs I'm playing. Jerry, Dave, and Buster, all three of you guys are fined $500 each.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. You want another couple hundred bucks?
Chris.
Do you want me to up it another couple of hundred bucks? Because I'll be very happy to do it.
No.
You guys wear masks around me. Otherwise, I get the COVID. God, why don't you understand? Why don't you listen to me?
3, 2.
Hold on, wait. Tell me before you go 3, 2, 1 that it's about to.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. That's some kind of sound, isn't it? That's Slovenly here on the Chris Boutet Soundtrack to the Pandemic here. I know you're locked down. I know that you're sheltering in place, and we've got the music to help you shelter in place, too. We've got the soundtrack to your recovery from the COVID.
Chris Boutet's Soundtrack to the Pandemica on World Star 51.3.
I'll be right back. I'll have another letter, another dedication, and more news and views. More of these tight sounds from Chris Boutet's soundtrack to a lockdown.
Right, so what's coming next?
I got Jairi and Bush.
Oh, not that crap again. I don't want to play that Eastern European stuff. Do you understand? It's too far out.
I don't know, Chris.
It's way, way, way far out. I can't play that. When are we going to get Doc Feldman in here to take all of your temperatures? Because I want to make sure. I don't even know if you guys are clean. Do you understand? You're in here right now. Why I'm allowing it, I'll never know.
But Chris, we're not symptomatic.
I don't care if you're not symptomatic. I want your temperatures taken. I want you wearing masks. Okay? I want blood tests, and I want to know whether you're infected with the COVID now. God, every week I remind you guys of this. Jerry, why aren't you telling these guys this stuff?
I forgot. I'm terribly sorry, Chris. You know, my wife is sick.
Yeah, I know your wife's sick. You want to know why she's sick? Because she was out there exposing herself to coronavirus. Not me, not Chris Boutet. I've worked, I've sweated, I've bled for what I've got. And what I got, I don't lose. Understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking at?
I want to make sure if you're ready, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
That's something else, isn't it? That is the Hourglass and a song called Living With You is Like Living In You. Whew, man, that is beautiful stuff, isn't it? Right here on Chris Boutet's soundtrack to the lockdown. Here's a letter from Megan Howard, and she lives in Paloma. And she says, Chris, I need something. I'm not sure what it is, but I know I need my spirit uplifted. I know only you, Chris, can fuse with my spirit and help me feel that I am a part of life, a vital part of life, and not something just sitting out here, rotting and stinking. That's how I feel, Chris. I feel as if I'm sitting out here rotting, stinking, moldering, and befouling the air around me. I need life, Chris. A life only you can give me. She sent her picture. You're a very, very beautiful young lady. However, you didn't cover up a certain area that you should have. And I can see that you're trans. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. But Chris Boutet appreciates honesty. Honesty brings us closer together. Let's listen to Sonny Jeffries right now and a thing called Lay It In Me. Slide it up there.
Let me ask you, clear?
Yeah.
Why do I get a picture? She's got a penis.
I know, but
why did you tell me that this was going to be a love song?
It was not a love song dedication. It was my mistake, Chris. I thought it would be a perfect love song dedication.
Well, she... There's breasts, a beautiful face, and a penis. See? You see how that makes me look stupid? You see how that makes me look like a fool in front of people? And I'm going to go out there on personal appearances, and I'm going to say, now here's one of my listeners. Oh, excuse me, she has a dick. You understand? What are you laughing at?
I'm nothing, Chris. I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm telling you guys right now, you're on thin ice. Thin ice. I can see this is going to get worse way before it gets better. That's just the way I see it now.
Lay it in me. Slide it up there. I'll tell you, we've all felt that way from one time or another. Chris Boutet here, and Chris Boutet's soundtrack to a lockdown. Yeah.
Chris Boutet playing the light hits. The way you like them played, 24 hours a day.
Here's a letter now from Daryl Eichen, and he writes, Dear Chris, I'm about to be married, and yet I don't feel I'm worthy of this woman's love. You see, Chris, I have not been faithful to her. I'm a traveling salesman. I know it sounds trite, but it is true, and I did have an affair with, you got it, Chris, the farmer's daughter. I'm feeling torn. I wish you'd play something for me and my beautiful wife, my intended wife, Peggy, who sits out there in Oregon tonight, not knowing that I have been tagging it, tapping it, laying into it from coast to coast. Let's check this out now, okay? Here's one that I think we can all enjoy. If we're out there in this crazy world and we're tagging women or guys who are not our intended, not our wives, not our boyfriends, not our girlfriends, but we're out there sleeping with them, having sex with them, and possibly infecting our partners with a STD, remember that there's also a coronavirus out there, a COVID. So we're in the middle of a disease-ridden environment. Our environment now is infectious, disease-ridden, befouled, and funky. Funky with the disease, funky with the plague, funky and lousy with crippling pandemico. Yeah.
All right, clear, Chris.
So you guys understand what I'm talking about. You got to wear a mask because if I get the COVID, we're done.
I understand.
We're done. Now, last week on the personal appearance, you guys were supposed to come out in the orange derbies.
Yeah.
What happened to those?
I mean, I thought you were joking.
You thought I was joking about what? This better be good. You thought I was joking about what, Terry?
I mean, you wanted us to come out in orange derbies. I didn't...
I wanted you to come out in the orange derbies! Because I've got very good reason for that. What I wanted the orange derbies to represent was the idea that we can be all things to all people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, I just didn't think it worked. No, don't do it.
I don't care what you think, Bob. You gotta do what I say to do. Not what you think. When I say the guys get orange derbies, I want them to have the orange derby!
I mean...
See? And we missed a golden opportunity for the guys to come dancing out in orange derbies, and instead...
So you're out. The song's out.
Chris Boutte here. Yeah. Let's segue now into Junction, Highway 5, with the Feeder Twins.
What happened there?
I didn't see that. You were yelling so loud.
Did you get nervous?
Yeah, I did.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Please.
Get the hell... I told you to get out of here! You're fired!
Chris, I mean, the guy's got a wife and kid.
Does he have a wife and kid? You know, I had a wife and kid. I didn't have a wife and kid, but I could have had a wife and kid when I was coming up the ladder to the success that I have today. And every time I talk to you guys about this stuff, I remind you, you have wives, you have kids, you can blow it!
Chris Boutte, that is Junction. Yeah. I'm going to the Junction. I am a junction. I like to think of myself, Chris Boutte, as a junction. I am the connector between what is and what can be. I'm the connector between what was and what will be. I am the connector between life, between death. That's right, I don't think I'm something special, but I do feel as if I do connect you and me with the overall.
Chris Boutte's soundtrack to the lockdown.
Yeah. All right, let's change lanes now here on the Chris Boutte lockdown special here. I'll lay a little spirituality on you right now. Something that'll feed your soul, feed your spirit, and possibly keep you from burning in hell. Because I know a lot of you are heading there. I know I am.
Clear, Chris.
Well, then say clear. What was wrong?
I'm just nervous, the stuff that's going on. You fired Terry.
You're goddamn right I fired Terry. And he may not be the first guy, or the only guy, I should say, that I'm going to fire tonight. I might fire a few other you guys, too. See, I can't even speak. Get Tom Dovka, please.
Who?
Tom Dovka. What do you mean, who? Tom Dovka.
Oh.
I said to get Tom Dovka.
I got Tom, Dovka, Terry,
what is up with you?
I'm just nervous.
Hey, Tom, what are you, in the bathtub? Hey, Tom, you in the bathtub?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Tom, this is Chris Boutte. Are you taking a bath?
Yeah, I'm taking a bath. That's the one time God damn.
What are you, nervous about something?
Well, it's Chris, you don't usually call me up in the middle of taking a bath. I'm trying to get all this wearying day off of me.
All right, fine. Don't tell me your life story, okay? Hey, Tom, I want to tell you something. I got three of the guys here showing up without masks. Last week, they didn't have the orange derbies. I understand that was an independent decision made by my staff here?
I mean, I think it was.
What is wrong? Were you? I bet you money you were masturbating in the bathtub, weren't you?
Oh, what a terrible thing that...
Weren't you?
No, yeah, I was. Hold on, I gotta get some hot water, okay? Just Oh, man, that feels good.
Yeah, he was jerking off. Okay, I'll talk to you later, Tom, because you're in big trouble, too.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, so Dovka's masturbating in a tub. What is he doing in a tub, anyway?
I don't know, Chris.
Tell the guys, all of the guys on staff, if I call them and they're in a tub, they're in big trouble. No more bathtubs!
Ah, yeah. Chris Boutte. Chris Boutte with the sounds of a lockdown. Yeah, baby. I gotta tell you something. This is music that moves not just the soul. It moves the entire body. It can help you physically. It can help you purify. It can help you move bowels, yes. Don't laugh, because I know that what we do here on the Sounds of the Pandemica, here on the Chris Boutte Extravaganza, can help clarify and cleanse the colonic. Chris Boutte, Sounds of the Pandemica, brought to you by... We're brought to you by Weasley's Probiotics. You've heard of antibiotics. These are probiotics. These are pro-robotic, clarifying and clearing the intestine and making you as efficient as a machine. You can't knock that. Chris Boutte here with you. Let's move on now, huh? Let's get on the highway, stick our thumbs out, and see what ride we can get you to town. Tony Burstlin here now. This is from Tony's new album, Hi. It's called Let's Go Where You Go. You go too.
And you're clear.
All right, so Dovka, get him back on the line, will you?
I mean, Mr. Dovka's taking a bath.
I don't give a fuck!
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Chris, it's Tom Dovka. Look, don't scream at the staff. I mean, they don't know.
You know, Dovka, I've known you to be a big, fat, slovenly ape. I've known you to be a guy that, you know, you're just, I don't know, you're not my kind of people. You're not my kind of people. But I never knew that I'd have to call you while you're taking a bath.
I'm sorry, okay? It's been a very long...
Very, very long what? Day? Week? When's the last time you bathed?
Oh, come on, Chris.
When's the last time you bathed?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Did you hear that, you guys?
What?
Did you hear it?
Oh, come on, Chris. Don't tell us that.
Hey, hold on. Did you guys hear... The last time that Dovka took a bath was 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks. Do you know what he smells like right now? I can tell you because I've smelled it.
Come on, Chris. It's not fair at all now. Please.
No, I've smelled it. I've smelled Dovka after 4 weeks without a bath, and I can tell you something right now. You don't ever want to put yourself through that. You don't ever want to put yourself through that ever. Get lost. Get out of here.
Hey, Chris. All I'm trying to do is take...
Chris Boutte and the sounds of a lockdown. We're trying to get you through the night, trying to get you here through this pandemic, trying to get you through this phase of American history that can be good. It can be something we learn from. It could be something that we all strive to overcome, or something that we strive to get on top of. I don't know about you, but when it comes to my lovemaking as well as my defeating of pandemics, I like to get right on top of it.
Chris Boutte.
Yeah. All right, let's do this now, because this is something I've been meaning to do, and it's called Joey Pallone. Here's something called Dracula. Dracula. It's Dracula time.
Knocked in Peter and in Michi, man. One for gangster down here.
Is that supposed to be Dracula?
Yeah, I think so. It's his new song.
Well, you know, it doesn't sound like Dracula. It sounds like some kind of... Sounds like some guy with serving trays, you know? All right, what do we got next?
Next week.
Okay, the personal appearance next week. So the Orange Derbies, everyone wearing really... Here's the thing. The only guy that wears tight pants... The only guy wearing tight pants... The only guy that gets to wear tight pants is me! The reason for that is because my fans expect it, okay? The women particularly expect to see me in tight, skin-tight pants. Now, what's Monica doing?
Well, she was redesigning the slacks to cut it tighter in the crotch.
Don't have her cut it too tight in the crotch, because then people are looking to see, you know what I mean? And let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with me. I've got a normal size dick, but it doesn't show up in tight pants for some reason. It's probably the fabric. Have her use thinner fabric.
What?
Have her use thinner fabric.
Neulich im Supermarkt an der Kasse.
But the only guy that gets to wear skin-tight pants up there on the stage is me. The rest of you guys, knock it off with the skinny jeans. I want to see good, loose-fitting, loose-in-the-crotch, loose-in-the-ass pants. Okay, then wear those blousy, you know, the blousy shirts?
Yeah.
Well, are you guys falling asleep on me?
No, Chris, no. I swear to God, we're not.
If you guys fall asleep on me, you're out the door!
Chris Putte here. Love songs. Love songs for a new age, a new time, a new beginning here in America. Because I know a lot of you are saying to yourselves, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it through this very challenging time of disease, doubt, distress, and even, yes, death? I think you can. With Chris Putte.
Survive death with Chris Putte, the Putte way.
How are we doing on that?
We're not clear yet, Chris.
Oh, you fucking ass. You gotta tell me we're clear before I start talking in my normal voice! Now, how are we doing on that whole thing about Chris Putte helps you survive death?
A lot of people are not reacting favorably to it.
You
want
to know why they're not reacting favorably? Because you guys aren't you're not out there selling it. There's a need for you guys to get out there and put a little, you know, put a little joy juice into this thing, man.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, what is that supposed to mean? You know, Terry, that when you get... Never mind, because I don't want to be a homophobe.
The happy baller.
And three, two, one.
Chris Putte here.
Chris Putte here. Chris Putte's love songs. Let's go on now with another track here from our Pandemica soundtrack.
God damn it to hell. That's the first time I've done that in at least 5 years.
We'll see if there are calls coming in.
How many people noticed?
We got about... Right now I'm getting one, two... Yeah, hold on, please. Yeah, we got about 10, 20 people.
10, 20 people noticed that I've got a high-pitched voice?
A lot of them think that maybe you're making it up.
Tell them I was doing a joke. Tell them it was a joke voice.
Well, they're saying that, yeah, sure, but, you know, this isn't a joke show, so why were you...
God damn. Give me the mic. Joey, give me the mic.
Three, two, one, go.
Hey, this is Chris Putte, and even Chris Putte can have himself some fun, even in the middle of a death-dealing plague. A moment ago, I did a funny voice for you. Why is that? Because I need for you to relax. Yes, relax under the touch of Chris Putte. Because this show, in many ways, is not just music. This is an audio massage given to you by Putte. That'd be me, Chris Putte. And while I'm giving you that audio massage, sometimes I'll break into a funny voice and go,
"Hi."
You understand, don't you? It relaxes you. It allows you to give yourself over to me and to, well, to the relaxation that I am dealing through my fingertips. I want you to listen to this one right now. This is Perry Jongeil, and this is something called Freight Train to the Ever-Living, Lasting, Fiery Furnace of Hades. It's very emotional for me.
And you're clear.
You know, that song, I'm so pissed off now.
Chris, I don't think it'll be heard. I think you recovered very good.
I'm trying to say the name of that song, and all I can think of is I want the audience, I want all of you, I want all of us to go to hell together. We all deserve hell.
Chris, it's not that bad.
Not that bad. Is that Dovka still on the line?
Yeah, he called back.
Let me talk to this guy. Hey, he's still in the bathtub, huh, Tom?
Chris, listen, now you're being very unfair to me, okay? You're being very unfair. All I'm trying to do...
Look, Dovka, when I talk to you, I don't want you in the bathtub. Okay? Now, I understand you need to take a bath, because, like I said, I smelled you after not having a bath for 4 weeks, and it stinks like the grave! You stink like you belong in a grave. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand. You told me that already.
Now, get out of that bathtub, get dressed, sit down at a desk... Do some work. Do something!
Shit.
What is this garbage?
It's Tony Bunton.
Hey, that's a great song from Chris Putte's Pandemic Nightcap. Let's Let's listen now to one of my favorite artists. This is Hambone Williams, and the song's called Give It To Me Right Here, Where I'm Pointing.
What the hell happened there again?
Well, Chris, you know, you're on the phone.
I don't care if I'm on the phone with Fat Boy there. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if I'm saving the world. I might be putting out a fire. You guys gotta get me out of that song on time. And you never do it.
Chris.
You never, ever do it right. God!
And 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's right. Give It To Me Right Here Where I'm Pointing. That's a great one, isn't it? You know, during these troubling times, we need music. Music can free us. Music can make us feel right. On a Saturday night, I'm Chris Boutte. This one is called Sheer Negligee Drops to Floor, Butt Cheek. Chris Boutte's Jazz Poetry on a Friday night. I saw her as she stepped out of that sheer negligee, butt cheeks. She and I were looking for a house that day. Butt cheeks. I asked her father if he'd give me a job at the car lot. Butt cheeks. Her brother, stationed in Michigan with the Navy. Butt cheeks. She looked at me and told me she didn't love me. Ass cheeks. Chris Boutte's Jazz Poetry for a Lockdown. Yeah, baby. I'm Chris Boutte, and this is the love songs, the right songs, the songs and stylings to help you get through the lockdown and make it feel right on Saturday night.
And clear.
All right, so I need some more of that poetry that I wrote the other night when I was, remember when I was at the motel over there in Indio?
Yeah.
I sent you via fax, or I scanned it, some poetry.
She is a lovely...
Let me see that. She's a lovely girl. Yeah, this is the stuff. I'm going to come out of this, then we go into poetry mode, okay?
Yeah.
Well, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, when I say okay, I want to hear you guys, you know, acknowledge it. Otherwise, I don't know what's going on.
3, 2, 1. Go, Chris.
We continue now with our poetry hour here on Chris Boutte's Love Songs for the Pandemica. We've got some interesting sounds ahead for you, but we've also got some poetry to take care of. This one is for Frederica. Frederica is in the city of Logan. And she says, Chris, your words open me up, loosen me up, and make it clear where I'm headed, what I need, what I gotta have, and what better happen real fast, or someone, someplace, is blind as a bat. And I thought to myself, that is such a beautiful note. I riffed off of that, if you know what I'm talking about. Someone, someplace, better know what I'm all about. I'm opening up. I am showing what I am, showing what's inside. Stare up in there and look. You'll see something emerge. Sometimes it's good. Most of the time, it's bad. You know what I'm talking about. Double flush.
Yeah. Chris Boutte. Poetry for a Lockdown.
On the Chris Boutte Soundtrack to a Pandemica Show.
And you're clear.
People are going to write in about, did you write that?
No, Chris, you wrote it.
No, I didn't write that double flush. Whose line was that?
Mine.
Who are you?
I'm a bub.
Bub?
Bub.
Bub. Where's the music?
Right there.
What's your name?
Bub.
Bum?
No, sir, it's Bump.
Bump? What is this guy's name?
His name's Bump.
Mum?
Bump.
Mumble? Look, you wrote the line about double flush.
Yes, I did.
Okay, were you trying to be funny?
No, sir, but when you said look up in there, it might be bad.
Yes, okay, I see where you're going with that. But we don't just spell it out. We don't say, hey, look, what's coming out? Phew, man, you guys. You know what? All you guys want to do is kill me. You want to kill me, and you want to see Chris Boutte die horribly, his career, everything ruined, because you guys don't get what I'm all about. I'm writing this next piece of poetry, all right? Segue.
But
Segway.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
This is Chris Boutet's Poetry for a Pandemica as we write and recite and riff and look and feel. Chris Boutet's Poetry Massage. Climbing up out of the hole is where your soul was. I found myself in the light of the afternoon sun. You lay there. Were you alive? Had you died? Had I killed you? And what was it I was looking back into? The hole in your soul? The hole in my sock? The whole pandemic truth. Ruth. Chris Boutet has found a way. You see, Chris Boutet isn't just the show that I do. It's my name, who I am, and when I reach out and touch you, you're going to feel it and you're going to smile and say, yeah, well, yeah. Chris Boutet, yeah. That's what I wrote called Chris Boutet, yeah. We're going to be right back here on the Chris Boutet Show. Got more letters to read to you, more dedications, a lot more of everything having to do with
the love songs of the Pandemica with Chris Boutet. 3, 2, 1, you're out.
What's wrong?
A lot of people think that poem, Chris Boutet, yeah?
Yeah.
They didn't like the name of it. They thought it should be something about love.
The name of the poem is Chris Boutet, yeah, because the brand is Chris Boutet, yeah. When people see me, when they hear me.
Wait.
When they hear me, when they see me. And they know that what I'm saying to them is the real deal. That's why people listen to Chris Boutet. They want the real deal. And not a lot of this phony stuff that a lot of you guys would feed them when you worked on other shows.
I'm Chris Boutet. And let me tell you something. When I say I'm going to reach out and touch you, you'll feel it. You'll feel it, or I'll know the reason why. Because me, Chris Boutet, me do it good. I mean, I'm not me do it good. I do it good. I do good. Me do good.
Let me get, what's going on?
Chris, it may be the blood sugar.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're screwing up your grammar's off, Chris. It's because of the blood sugar.
Well, somebody get me a cheeseburger or something.
All right, everything's closed.
Go out and find something open, will you?
I, Chris Boutet. That'd be good. Hold on, just pardon me.
What's going on?
Chris, as if you don't have any, your blood sugar, you have no protein, you're going to start messing up on the announcing. You know that's the difference between you and most men, because your real voice is a high squeaky voice, and your announcing voice...
Don't give me your life story! Tell me what's going on!
We're coming out, Chris.
Me, Chris Boutet. Me play. Me play music.
Tom Dovka.
Chris Boutet, me, Tom Dovka.
This is Tom Dovka, everybody. Chris is feeling under the weather. And it's probably because he's such a mean piece of shit. Tom, you know, he's probably behind the scenes right now getting upset with me because I'm telling you who he is. He's a piece of shit. A mean, little, squeaky-voiced man. That squeak voice you heard, that's his real voice. Right now, he can't talk good because he doesn't have enough protein in him because his blood sugar causes his real voice, or his fake voice, to mess up. His real voice he talks real good in, but you won't be able to hear that. Tom Dovka, have fun, Chris.
Chris Boutet.
You guys are gonna die.
Chris, it's not our fault. We should have had some food in you.
You guys will die. I swear you'll die.
Probably. You threatening people now, Chris? Know what you're doing? The foregoing was an audio play featuring Chris Boutet, a disc jockey who got a little too big for his britches. A man who went a long way with a little Mickey Mouse voice. Developed a very dulcet sound on the air, but one that was going to be vulnerable to any physical abnormalities. And as you just witnessed, because Chris had not eaten all day, he started to talk like he had some kind of, retard disease or something. I don't know what it is.
I, Chris Boutet. Me come back another time. Me talk.
me talk good to me.
What Chris is trying to say is he'll be back another time when he knows how to talk better or something like that, I guess.
Me hate you, so me hate you.
Chris, why don't you just give me your real voice and you can say it.
Okay, this is my real voice, folks. Fuck you, Tom Dovka, okay?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead.
Fuck you, okay? That's...
Tom Dovka, call me, I'm in Chicago. The Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Tom Dovka speaking.